So welcome to Step Into the Story minicast. You know, a lot of times when I sit down with a guest for doing our podcast together, sometimes God just pulls at my heart as I hear about the story. Sometimes there's even tears. And there's other times when I just laugh my head off. And I recently got to interview a longtime friend of 35 years, Ron Clausen. And Ron and I both share similar roots in small church, a rural ministry, and that became his focus up until very recently, leading a ministry called Rural Home Mission Association, RHMA. We've had a lot of joint ministry together through the years. But after seminary in Dallas, Texas, God took Ron, he took you and Roxy together to Brewster, Nebraska. If you're driving, don't do this, but if you're at home, go ahead and try to find this on a map so you can picture this. And Ron, tell us about just some of your cultural adjustments to ministry in a brand new place.
So we quickly learned that we were in a very remote place, and folks there, one of the things that they love to do is try to outdo each other with jokes or stories about the boonies and how far we were out in the middle of nowhere. And we kind of had our own story that happened just a couple of days, I think, after we got settled in Brewster. Roxy's folks called us and said they had a package they wanted to mail to us, and they needed to know an address because UPS wouldn't send it without an address. And so actually we didn't know our address. So while her parents were on the phone, I ran outside. I looked for a house number. I couldn't find one. I looked up and down the street for a street sign. I couldn't find any. So I went back in and told Roxy to tell her folks that we just have to call them back. Well, after that conversation, we ran across the street and we asked our neighbors, so what's what's our address? What do we tell UPS? And she said, none of us have addresses out here. But she said, you know, you'll just have to make up an address. The UPS guy will know who you are, but of course, UPS corporate doesn't know. So just make up an address, make sure your name and Brewster's on the address, and the UPS guy will find you. And then she said, just don't use 100 because that's my number.
You know, I mean, that's Billy Graham's got nothing on you. He's Billy Graham, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's all the address you need. You're Ron Clausen, Brewster, Nebraska. That's all the address you need. I can remember getting directions to places, and there were these nice green and white signs with road numbers. Nobody knew the number of their road. They'd say things like, you go up to Smitty's Barn and turn right. And, you know, I never found the turn because Smitty's Barn burned down in 1952, but that's still what that intersection is called. So, oh man, you gotta listen to the whole conversation that I have with Ron. It will challenge you. It will encourage you. And you want to check out the full conversation on Step Into the Story with Ron Clausen. I hope you'll listen to it.